Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany. I'm Cynthia Pooler, and my guest today is Jeff Weiss of Glenn Peter Jewelers. And I think Jeff is a terrific guy, and I want to give him the platform to talk about Glenn Peter and his community involvement. So, Jeff, how long have you been associated with Glenn Peter Jewelers?
Well, associated 43 years. I actually started Glenn Peter. Glenn Peter's name came from my middle name's Glenn. My brother's name is Peter. And obviously combining him is Glenn Peter.
Oh, great. So how long have you been with them? I think you said
43 years. Actually, prior to that, my dad had a few jewelry stores. And when I graduated college,
okay,
I decided to make a deal with my father. And I went into the business and then I bought him out, changed the name to Glenn Peter, and started to start my career in the jewelry business, family business.
Now, have all of your stores been up here in the Capital District?
Well, at one time through my growth, I had 26 stores in 3 states, all in malls. And in the late 80s, we changed gears. And during my development, I did have a partner, Perry Sporn, who's no longer with me. We changed gears. We decided to downsize. We ended up with 12 stores. We split the stores, and I kept the 6 in the Capital District. And with the future plan of moving out of the malls into either a strip center or freestanding. So currently I have the Diamond Center on 1534 Central Avenue. It's a 10,000 foot Diamond Center, and that's where you've been, Cynthia. That's where we host most of our community and charity events. We have a store in Half Moon Plaza in Clifton Park. It's 2,000 feet. We'll be expanding that to the same size as the Diamond Center next year. And our intention is also to host as many community and charity events as we do here. And we have a store in Colony Center in the mall that's been there for the 43 years that I've been involved.
Wow.
And 10 years prior when my dad was involved, but it wasn't Glenn Peter.
Now, the store that I hosted my event at last week, you know, it was right in the store. So how many people at an event in the Capital District can you hold for a really nice event? How many people could you accommodate?
Well, thank you, Cynthia, for asking that question. What I'm going to do first is explain what we do, and I'll start with our why. A lot of businesses know what they do, meaning that we sell jewelry, in our case, and a lot of them know how they do it, meaning that they might have brands or they might have credit, et cetera. Very few companies know why they do it. So five or six years ago, our core people got together and we talked about our why and what was important to me. So I'm going to start with our why, and that can help explain it. So our why we exist is everything we do is to make a difference in our community and in your life, whether it be through our charity events or by being a part of your special moments. So we talked about what we can do for charity events, and we saw there was a huge need in this area for a place where charities could have an event at no cost to the charity. So that became our reason for being involved in the charity community. And we said that most people are involved in charities. Most of our community is great giving people. And we attend a lot of charity events, a lot of times at venues like hotels or restaurants, et cetera. And usually they charge, $100 a ticket, $50 a ticket, $200 a ticket. And the event sponsors or the charities do have a dilemma because they have to pay for the event. And so a lot of the money goes for the event. They do make money on it, but there's always that concern, are they going to get enough people there? What are the costs going to be? So we started to put our heads together and say, how do we create a venue where there's absolutely no risk for the charities? And that's how we came up with our business plan, let's say, to do it. We said that, there's a cost of businesses in advertising. Well, let's take this advertising money and put it to buying all the food for the charities. Let's go out and get a liquor license and supply the drinks, because a lot of people who attend charities would like to have a nice glass of wine or beer, with their food. Then we even thought, let's charge for the wine as a donation and donate 100% of it back to the charity to help them fundraise. Then we continued and said, a lot of these small charities, and there's so many of them that do not really make the headlines with specific like genetic disorders or these, diseases or children that need help, that there isn't a big well-known charity like the Cancer Organization to turn to. So we started to, make ourselves available to help those charities. And we even said, we're going to help you with our fundraising. And they didn't know how to do it. So we hired a phenomenal person, Paula Pirro, who joined us as our events coordinator to help the charity from A to Z, how to set up, how to reach out to their base, whatever they need. So that kind of started of what we do. Now, I'm going to spin forward now 2.5 years, and doing this, we have about 15 charity events a month. So
wow.
I'm not saying one every 3 months, but 15 a month. We've raised close to $3 million now for charities. We've started this wall of love that when you come into Glen Peter, you can see it above our fireplace. And we started having charities make tiles to celebrate their event. And as this wall develops, other people coming in ask us, what's this about? And we explain, this is our why. This is our give back to the community. And if you have someone that needs help, please contact Paula. And that is propelling us to, in our view, really make a difference in our community. So thank you for asking that, and thank you for giving me this time to talk about it.
Now, do you do that at all your stores, or just the Central Avenue one?
Well, right now we do it predominantly in Central Avenue. In our Half Moon store, we've done a couple events, but this is what we do every day is, at our Diamond Center here on Central Avenue. And as I said, next year we're going to expand our store in Half Moon with exactly the mindset of setting it up so we can do as many charity events up there or possibly more as we're doing here. When we built this store, we were not even thinking, how he could handle charity events or work with charities. The new store will give us an opportunity to design it in a way to help the charities, you know, in as any way possible that we can. So we're excited about that.
Now, you're a retailer, and I'm sure you know many retailers here and in other parts of the state, maybe even the country. When you tell them what you do, did they say, oh, that's great, I think I'll try it? What's their reaction when you tell them that you more or less embrace charities in the Capital District?
Well, that's a great question. A lot of the retailers don't understand how we can do it, because first of all, some of the retailers think, oh, it's a selling event, and actually it's not. As you've been to our charity, we're not out there trying to sell any jewelry at all. Matter of fact, a lot of the charity is spent on the charity getting silent auction items, of which we donate, and we accept other competing jewelers to bring in jewelry to help the charity, because we feel like we're all in it together. And actually, our motto is, together we shine brighter. So we believe that it's the community that's doing it. Glenn Peters is kind of like the silent, even though you're so gracious enough to put me on the air, but it's really the we're the behind the scenes person or facility in this. So when I talk to other companies, obviously they're excited about it. When I say we're doing 15 to 20 a month, they can't understand how that's possible, because our people, you know, are dedicated at Glenn Peters to doing this. So when we look for someone to join Glenn Peters, it's not simply, hey, do you want to sell jewelry or and again, we have a big custom area. We make jewelry and we design jewelry, but they have to be willing to stay the extra time or be there for the event to help the charities, because that's our why. So we have a phenomenal team, and we're in it together, and we're so excited when a charity comes in. And matter of fact, we had an event a week ago, and I'm going to, of course, forget the name, but they have it was for training dogs and servicemen both for service dogs. But it's a charity in Rotterdam. And what they do is, not only does it help train a dog that is usually one that's found, you know, in the shelter, but it also helps the serviceman also. So it helps the dog, helps the serviceman. Great, great idea. Actually, Steve Caparizza was there for that event, because as a lot of people know, he's a huge advocate for animals. And the head of the director came up to me and said, Jeff, you know, we raised $14,000 at this event. Our rent for the year is $8,000. So we have over a year's worth of free rent for this one day at Glenn Peters. And that really made me feel that special feeling when something like that happens.
Jeff, I screwed up at the time. Time allotted for the interview. So real quick, we have 30 seconds. Can you tell everybody how to get in contact, where you are, and if they want to have a benefit, who do they contact?
Yeah, a shout out to Tracy Lewis, my general manager. Without her, we couldn't do it. Paula Piro at Glenn Peters, 1544 Central Avenue. You can look us up, stop in, check out our venue. It's all free to the charity. And the last thing I have to say is, part of the reason I do it is for my son, Jonah, who is my son with cerebral palsy. So I understand the struggles that families go through, and he has inspired me to take this path in life. So I'm so honored that you gave me a few minutes to talk about it. Thank you very much. And remember, together we shine brighter.
Thank you, Jeff. You know, you have me as a steady customer now. So if you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment about the show, hashtag Focus on Albany on Twitter. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great day.